This is a Dictation Corporation. Brandon Royal, BRANDONROYAL. Date of birth is 7/26/1987. Date of service 4/26/2022. Date of accident 7/30/2021. The patient, Brandon Royal, is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially seen on 10/19/2021, and he has been involved in an automobile accident as a driver. He hit a puddle of water and lost control. The car hydroplaned and then it spun several times and hit into a, and it flipped over. Airbags were deployed. There was a loss of consciousness and no other car was involved. The injury was to the neck, right shoulder, left knee and lower back, which has been quite painful, and the radiation of pain was reported to the right upper arm and right entire leg in S1S2 dermatome fashion. It caused difficulty in walking and going up and down the steps. He's unable to walk. He's been disabled, going undergoing physical therapy. The pain in the shoulder is around 5, with ability to right shoulder, ability to do the abduction is up to 140 degrees, and pain in the left knee is around 7, with moderate difficulty in going up and down the steps or in the pain in the neck and the lower back is consistently around 8, with radiation to the right posterior upper arm and right posterior left leg, including the buttock and the entire leg up to the ankle. Occasionally there is a radiation of pain in the left buttock as well as left leg, and these pains are usually between 8 to 9. Only 10% pains are reported relieved. ADLs are completely affected to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, with general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life being affected 10. In the system review, patient has reported neurology and psych, the only difficulty in sleeping, loss of balance and weakness. There are no other symptoms reported by the patient, like loss of memory, loss of balance, or vision problems. Dizziness, vertigo, headaches are not present. In the pain and numbness, as we reviewed, there is a pain in the right shoulder, left knee, neck, and the lower back as the primary issues, along with stiffness in this area. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems are reported, no stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath, but there is a moderate asthma. No relevant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Narco and Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 3/31/2022, dictation number 0331-023. Current blood pressure recordings are as follows. The blood pressure is 119 over 70, pulse ox 99, pulse is 67, temperature 96.1, height 510, weight is 146. The rest of the physical examination is from the 0331-023, date of service 3/31/2022. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue. The following medications are provided: Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, Narco 10 mg 325 every 12 hours. In addition, Pregabalin, Celebrex 200 mg daily, PSVOPICIONE 1 mg daily for night sleep, Voltaren gel 3% to apply locally, and Lidocaine patch daily for pain relief, Gabapentin 60 for 2 times daily for nerve pain. The maps have been reviewed, labs were reviewed, new labs have been ordered. The patient is provided physical therapy to continue 2 times per week, focusing on the lower back, right sacroiliac joint, left knee pain, and right shoulder pain. Patient remains disabled for the work, housework, transportation. An MRI of the left knee was ordered to identify the issues of the knee joint. MRI of the bilateral sacroiliac joint was ordered and it was positive for right sacroiliitis. Patient was informed in great detail. Patient will be given several injections for the right sacroiliac joint. He's coming. He had one injection on 4/25/2022 and second one was 3/7/2022. Some relief has been obtained. Patient is advised about physical therapy, local pain patch at the sacroiliac joint, soaking in a warm water, yoga exercise, meditation, as well as physical therapy, conservative treatment, acupuncture, as well as the chiropractor. The patient is also advised to connect with Dr. Rahul Vaidya, V-A-I-D-Y-A, who had done a surgery for L3-4, L4-5, L5, S1 area, and now he has a one more herniated disc at L5, L6, and I believe he will be the right candidate, right surgeon to reapproach this area. I don't think any other surgeon will be doing it. He will seek the appointment. The doctor is located in DMC Hospital. An MRI of the left knee was ordered, and patient will be seen in 15 to 20 days. Thank you.